Have you had anybody do a sound study, or is it all in-house?
Not as of yet, no. I mean, we want to know that we're going to be able to have a park before we start spending more money into it.
I have noticed that we don't know where the shooting ranges are going. We don't know where anything is going on this. It's like handing somebody a blank check to the piece of property in my book. And as far as UTV noise, you can have all you want on there as long as it's yours. You can make a whole lot of noise and irritate your neighbor, and it would not be any of our business. But when you make it a business, then we have to get involved in this thing and see what's going on. And I haven't seen enough to know where everything's at or what's going on. I mean, you might have the shooting range right behind the main office. I don't know. There's no planning in this yet.
Well, our site map shows where the proposed shooting range in and is, and according to the CUP that shows, it's pointing north to northeast into our property as far as that goes. It'll be.
It's really.
Have some questions on that, and it, on your site plan that I'm looking at here, which is in the back here, it shows 5 acres for the shooting range, correct?
Sorry, it's misprint. Before I sent it to him, it's the CUP requires 15 acres as far as that goes. The one just got.
Anybody shoot shotgun? I'm sure. It's like a five stand. That's it. No rifles, no pistols. That's
in the application.
It's not what it says. That can be definitely scratched out without a problem. That was never the intent to have a rifle or pistol range.
Who is Tex Play?
It's a company Jeff owns in Texas.
Will there be alcohol allowed on the property?
No.
No.
So what was the answer to that question again?
It's a company that Jeff owns in Texas.
And they are going to be the management company, is that correct?
No, he actually sold that. So that, which is what provoked this up here. He bought this, then he sold that, so now he's wanting to kind of recreate it up here, I guess.
So Texplex was a off-road park in course down in Texas in the Mesquite area. Okay, what they wanted to do was to bring something here. You know, they have a home here, and they visit Branson often. Okay, I've known Jeff since I was a teenager. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and so the area is a home away from home. Okay, this is where the second home is, and they're part of the community here to a degree. All right. So after seeing where Branson has become, especially the development, I first came in 92, it's come a long ways, and love the area. Now, Texplex at Fox Creek Park is supposed to be where we slow everything down and we make it more of a family-friendly, enjoyable environment. People are going to be able to camp, tent camp. They're going to be able to park their RV park. This isn't a place where people are just handed keys and like, okay, you guys go and just try not to kill yourselves. Not trying, you know, this is going to be a business that has rules, and they have to abide by it, or they're not going to be allowed back. So I just wanted to communicate that part too.
Have you not been required to do any kind of environmental?
Yeah, we did. As far as the DNR go.
I've been in contact with the state representatives as far as that goes.
And we've got green lights and every thumbs up from everywhere. We had a little bit of a rocky start just because of a couple of unknowns, but as soon as we got on the same page with them, we followed protocol, and we've gotten green lights from them as well.
I contacted as the state's recommendation to get a hold of the Army Corps of Engineers and talk to them about the creeks and the so-called creeks, about crossings and stuff. They had no concerns as far as that goes. We had no idea of.
Yeah, there's been no surveys or anything. I know Travis mentioned some things, but we haven't seen any of those kind of documents or anything presented until we just heard.
That's showing that. That's just his word against. So,
we have met with the sheriff. We have met with the EMTs, the county, the who else was it?
Flight for Life.
The Flight for Life. So we also have a plan for emergency protocol. So we're designating a spot for Flight for Life in case there was an emergency that met that kind of degree of response. Okay, we've also met with the Taney County Ambulance. What was his name? And also the sheriff. Also the sheriff. And then so from the fire department to the sheriff to also the emergency response teams, we've all met out there and gone over a protocol. Plan on having five different places that are going to have first aid responses and then a Flight for Life landing spot in case that was ever to be needed.
It would be good to see all that on paper.
Okay. Didn't we lay that inside the map? I think we have the first aid spots and the helipad landing spot on there.
Yeah, I've seen that mentioned in here. My other question is about these 3,000-gallon pump and holding tanks. Is that some change? I mean, are you...
Well, part of that was to go to the full extent of the master plan, like where we could be going at some point from what was communicated to us. But, Darren, that would be more for you.
I spoke to Chuck Hargrave. As far as that goes, it will probably go into state jurisdiction as far as that goes, because we'll probably just by the building alone will be a 3,000-gallon septic system as far as that goes. The pump gallon, we were just proposing that as far as for the RVs to be able to come dump if they needed to. They're not going to be a septic system for them to continuously dump. It's going to be a charge for them to dump there, and we'll have a regular, you know, company as far as that goes contracted to come in and pull that.
How much clearing have you done, like along the creeks and the trails? Quite a bit, or?
There was, if I'm not mistaken, 75 miles of trails, according to Mr. Wakefield, on this property already. And we, like I said, we did cut across a couple of them, but outside of clearing the majority of what existed, I couldn't give you a couple acres, 10 maybe, outside of what already was there. I don't...
Was that done when, during the summer?
No, it was done 2 months ago, roughly.
Yeah, we weren't there in the fall. I think we mentioned
that.
We were not
there in the fall. We didn't have ownership of the property, so.
I don't remember. It would have been, well, I guess fall is October, and we were there in October.
Not last October.
Not last October.
No, October. That's last fall. Last fall.
Now, one of the other businesses owned by Jeff is a Total Point. That's Urgent Care, which is going to be also in town. And then we have a Beefaroo coming and also a Penguin Point. So those are three other businesses that are going to be coming into the area as well. And so just so you see, like, what else is coming along with this, you know, as far as what we're bringing to the city and the county.
Any other questions for the applicant?
This thing on the land use change that was brought up, was that something that is recorded in a document, or was that an implied agreement on the land use change?
You're referring to what Mr. Wakefield said?
The former owner says that you had agreed that there wouldn't be a drastic land use change, and this entitled a land use change.
I think those two are the only two into that conversation.
In other words, there's not anything written in the documents or in the deeds that put any restrictions or anything on this land use change.
Not that I've seen.
That's really not my scope of work with these guys, but I don't believe that there is.
Any other questions? Any discussion amongst ourselves? Concerns?
I ask a question.
Opportunities?
Or is that not open?
It's not open.
Okay, thank you.
We're discussing amongst ourselves. I have some concerns with a lot of things that's changed from what I'm reading here. I mean, there might have been simple changes. changes, like the site plan as far as the shooting range. That was an error. They got 5 acres, which should be 15 according to our rules. But I'd like to see more of a detailed site plan than what I see here.
I would too. A shooting range especially, it's got detailed plans on how it's supposed to be done and if it's not done in a safe manner or something like that.
We've got campsites directly to the north of the shooting range, and I don't know how the terrain lays. Maybe you guys can tell me, but I have some concerns there.
Yeah,
there was rifles mentioned in your documentation.
There will not be any rifle range out there.
It won't, but...
Yeah, it can be changed easy enough for sure, but...
But I think what he's saying is right. There's just so many things that you stand up here tell us that are not going to be that way. It's just kind of hard for us to get our arms around.
Right.
What really is going to be, seems to me like there needs to be quite a bit more homework.
Yeah. Well, the thing when I came into this with Scott and asking Scott's recommendation, he wanted the master plan to be the scope, like set from the beginning to the end of everything that this is absolutely possible. Is it going to be? No. But could it be? It's possible. But that's what I was told to do as far as the scope of the master plan to
show. I can understand that, but I mean, you plan 50 cabins, you plan 50 tents, 50... something else there that should be laid out in kind of a detail where you plan to do it, even though you might phase that in over time. But I'd like to see a little more of a detail.
I was more of a poet. I was under the impression that it was what you're asking for. That could be, because I was told if you ask for 6 and then you come back and need 10, you're not going to get it because you just asked for 6, not 10.
I understand it, but you're asking for 50, just to approve 50, so you don't have to come back. I want to see how that's going to lay. Maybe you should be able to show me here.
Okay.
Yeah.
How you plan to lay that out.
Sure.
If there's not going to be any rivals, don't say that.
Yeah, the RV park, it's not, there's never going to be an RV park. I think it says RV park in there as well. There's a few things that need to change. There's going to be overnight camping for RVs. But
Scott, if we were to vote on this and it wasn't approved, they have the opportunity to go to Board of Adjustments. Correct. Are they able to make any changes to the presentation, or does it have to be exactly what's presented?
So part of the Board of Adjustment could look at is if there's factors that you deny it for certain reasons. Say there's not a big enough water main. I'm just using an example. Yeah. It's 2 inches, and if they make it to 8 inches, then it would be enough water. They could come back and say, hey, we've got with the engineer, we know how to put in the 8-inch line, we're proposing we put in an 8-inch water line. They can take those factors that you deny it from and go back and appeal with factors that they're going to fix those reasons. They know why they were denied. You give them reasons why they were denied, and they could go to BOA and present factors that they would fix those reasons.
But if we pick 2 or 3 items out of this list specifically, it would be hard for them to really go after each one of those, right?
Well, I mean, you can't just say it's not compatible. What's not compatible? I mean, we did this with the nightly rental.
Yeah.
There's a reason it's not compatible. Is it the dust? Well, they come back and show how they're going to mitigate the dust.
The reason why I ask this is the options to me here, we keep going through this. It's either an up or down vote, yes or no. And if we deny it, then you have the right to appeal it to the Board of Adjustments. So I'm trying to see if that's, you know, what the process would be for you guys.
Depending. That would be after it goes to the commission, right?
No, this is
just
a
conditional use.
Conditional use.
You know, I mean, I keep hearing you guys need more information. You have the ability to postpone it and ask for specific site plans for the cabins, ask for a better detailed range plan.
Well, I would really like to see a little more detail in how they're going to lay this out and the shooting range. I understand, I would too.